This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let's go. Welcome in, Jason and John. Tuesday, August 5th edition of the show. Getting right on through it. The dying throes of summer is what I'm just kind of calling this week because, I mean, starting Thursday, we're going to have multiple preseason games with multiple starting quarterbacks. So as far as I'm concerned, NFL is back. I think in, what, 2-3 weeks, we're going to have a real college football game. So,
yes.
I mean, and again, these are like major college football games. These aren't little slappy FCS versus, you know, SEC. I mean, you got some real slobber knockers, you know, to get the season going. So, looking forward to that day. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we're getting through it, you know, as best we can here on an August 5th edition of the show. We're still waiting on the showboats news, by the way.
Well, have we got confirmation if they're staying or going?
I've been staking out of the Simmons Bank, the office, like, you know, Jason's dad once upon a time with the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is the franchise going? Is it staying? Is it going? It's kept me up, honestly, at night. So anyway.
Munn said it wasn't a done thing.
Well, that's what the league said. The league said that it was
premature.
Unauthorized speculation.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the hell that means, I don't need you to authorize my speculation, you whisker biscuit, bald-headed.
Right.
Anyway, we're here today on a Tuesday. Jason out for the week. I'm holding it down. Brad Carson is here. Got a lot to get to today on the show. Jessica Benson is going to join us at 11:25.
Nice.
Talk all things Memphis with her, as we usually do. I mean, I may step on her toes with a review, a TikTok review of the Game Night Lounge. I mean, that's right up her alley. I think I'm going to beat her to it. And I don't think she's ever going to recover, if I'm being honest. You know, to know that someone beat her to the punch on a new Memphis Midtown institution, I think is quite devastating.
Quite devastating.
And so, anyway, she'll join us at 11:25. So some new things, some housekeeping notes for our NFL here on the show. For the last couple of seasons, as you guys may have known, we had Adam Chernoff weekly from Right Angle Sports. Adam has gotten a new gig.
He has?
Yes, he has gotten a new gig, and he's gotten a gig specifically out of the spotlight. Yeah, he's not doing media anymore. He has ended his podcast. He used to have the Simple Handicap podcast, obviously worked with Right Angle Sports. He no longer works with Right Angle Sports, and he no longer does his podcast. So he is, yeah, I believe he's taking a job with like a Canadian sports book or something, sort of behind the counter, behind the desk, right?
Wow.
So he, you know, he hasn't said this officially, but I'm just, you know, it doesn't take a genius to understand.
I know where
like,
this is going, yeah.
You know, he's not going to be making public appearances anymore. So we will not be having Adam Chernoff as a regular guest, you know, this NFL season. I mean, this would be the time where we'd have him, right? I mean, we would have him, you know, talk preseason, talk other things, releases, et cetera. Unfortunately, you know, he's taken a different path. We do appreciate and respect Adam's contributions over the years. He was fantastic. And to make the time, you know, I mean, he's doing a lot. I mean,
and putting his stuff out there, which is totally where this is clearly changing in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All of his stuff now will kind of be private. Right. And, you know, and I understand, like, it's very difficult, you know, to do that. If you notice, like, I don't really tweet picks. Mm-hmm. I don't really.
No, I feel you. You know, like, you've gotten good at this game. And I think when you're in it and you are making money at it, and your stakes are much higher units than Brad Carson and just jacking around on the radio, it changes the game.
Not only that, and that's true. I mean, that's like, you know, a lot of pros will not ever talk about their plays because it might move a number. Right. It might, you know, that's not so much the motivation for me. It's more that, like, I don't want to. I've been compelling. Hey, here's what I'm betting today. Right. If you guys want to, you know, like, sure, just for fun.
I like how you work it in. I think you do a nice job of settling it in throughout the show, like bird droppings.
But I don't want to, like, make it a thing on Twitter.
It's not a bid. It's not, you know, we're not teeing you up. Right?
Because if it doesn't win, mm-hmm, I don't need you in my direct messages or coming at me, you know, for, like, I didn't tell you to bet it. I didn't tell you what to bet. I didn't tell you, you know, people go nuts. I see it happen all the time, and that's why I'm very, like, if you see, like, back when I was working with Superbook, they kind of forced me to do it, right? They kind of, because it was part of my partnership with them, they're like, hey, give us five picks. But it wasn't like, you know, hey, I absolutely love, you know, the Bengals on Thursday. I'm laying 6.5, meet me at the counter type of thing, you know. But there are people out there, Brad, that do that.
I mean, of course.
There really are. There are people out there who make their entire brand is like, I'm going to give out picks. Like this guy, Trent, he's built an entire media empire. It's called Book It. I mean, you can look him up. Book It with Trent. And he's got like 500,000 followers on Twitter. And I mean, look, the bit is he's a terrible bettor.
Right.
Like, that's the bit. He's like, if nobody ever wants him to bet on their team because he's a mush. It's
kind of like me.
But he gets, I mean, I would only imagine, like, he's probably got death threats. And I'm just like, bro, I actually turned my DMs off for the first time in a couple of years. For the first time in my entire career, I turned my DMs off last week because, not for any specific reason, but just because, like, I just do not want to hear from you.
Good.
Like,
no, that's you're better for it. You're better for it.
I don't, you know, if you have anything negative to say, like, you can at me and I can just, like, filter it or whatever. I don't want to read DMs. So unless I follow you, which in case I'm,
you do know, block people.
I do not block. I think maybe I blocked one or two people. I mute though.
Yeah.
Liberally.
I just block. I enjoy blocking. It's actually sport.
Well, the problem with the blocking in the new X is that they can still see your tweets.
Oh.
They can't engage, but they can still see them.
That's good. I actually like that better.
But yeah, they could just,
you're forced to look at me.
That's right. If you really care that much, you can look. But yeah, I just mute. I don't even want to give people the satisfaction normally of knowing that I block, because that is a win for them in a weird, twisted psychological way. They're like, oh, I got to this person. You know, I'm just gonna mute you so that you don't even know. Like, you don't even, like, I'm not even gonna acknowledge your existence. Because, like, blocking you is in a way acknowledging that you exist, that you've said things to me. You know, or whatever. I'm just muting you. Live in infamy and anonymity somewhere else. You're irrelevant to me. Anyway, we got off on a tangent there. But Adam Chernoff is not going to be joining us. Instead, we're going to be joined by Stephen Ruiz today at 125. Now, I don't know or think that this will be a weekly thing like that. He's not a sports betting guy. He's a quarterback ranking guy, which I'm fascinated by. You know, especially we're coming up on the season. We got some starters playing. Zach Taylor announced today that Joe Burrow is going to play about a quarter on Thursday. We talked about that a little earlier this week. Like, you're going to start seeing some teams will take it more seriously than others. The Bengals' whole approach is, hey, we got off to slow starts the past couple of years. We need to invest a little bit more in these preseason games. Again, is that really what's going on? Is that really the reason why they've started slow out of the gate? I don't know, but we'll find out. So Joe Burrow's going to play on Thursday. I will talk to Stephen Ruiz about my man, you know, Smith. They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. They wrote me off, but I ain't right back, though.
I got to see if I can find that.
Oh, we're going to find – I mean, you need to find it.
I have to find it.
In fact, I can't do a show unless and until you find it.
I mean, if I can – there we go. Come on.
We did it. We did it. They wrote us off.
Congratulations, Gino.
They wrote you off.
They wrote me off, and I didn't write back.
They wrote me off, but I got Gino.
They said, you're not going to be able to find the audio clip.
They wrote me off. I ain't write back, though.
Yeah, I got you.
But you wrote back.
That one was memorable because that was Gino's coming out party, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's ass that day.
I don't remember exactly what game it was, but, I mean, he was definitely, like, totally off the radar. I mean, he was barely hanging on in the NFL, and now he's, you know, got a $60, $70 million contract.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and people were crapping all over him because they had moved on to him, and they let the homeboy go where would he go first? Denver?
Denver, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, Stephen Ruiz is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about all those things. Geno Smith, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, get his thoughts on some NFL matters. So, he'll join us at 125. Stephen Ruiz from The Ringer. So, looking forward to that at 125. So, that is the show today. Looking forward to it. A couple of things that I should mention. We lost a Memphis State great. Over the weekend, Phillip Doom Haynes, 6'3 guard, played at Memphis State for four seasons from 1980 to 1984, died unexpectedly of a heart attack at the age of 63 on Sunday. That's what his daughter, Kimberly Haynes, told the Daily Memphian last night. Of course, I mean, he was a little bit before my time, you know, from in the 80s. I wasn't born until 1991, but I mean, obviously, an iconic nickname. A legendary nickname, and everybody knows the bank shot. Everybody remembers the bank shot from the free throw line extended. Like he was just he had the brand at Memphis. He's 10th in school history in career minutes played. Obviously played under Dana Kirk there in the early 80s. His daughter said he didn't have a vicious or low down mean bone in his body unless he was on the court. That really is where he turned it up at. But other than that, you could get the shirt off his back. He was such a people person. He loved talking. He would talk all the time, and everybody I come in contact with, they have some of the best stories about him. Played at Northside. He earned that nickname Doom because of how hard he hit as a nine-year-old playing football in North Memphis. Ultimately led Northside to a couple of championships back-to-back years in 1979 and 1980. Got the Tigers back to the NCAA tournament. Just one of the great nicknames, one of the you know, most beloved guys, certainly. You know, there aren't a ton of players that have played here for 4 years from Memphis, you know, that got the minutes that he got. And so, you know, you're going to be held up, no question about that. Elliot Perry tweeted, Doom was a legend, and there was nothing greater than to see Doom shoot off the glass. Memphis basketball is forever grateful for the contributions he made to the university and city. Doom, you will never be forgotten. Number 32. Doom was 63. So rest in peace and a moment of silence, I think, is in order for the great Doom Haynes. Rest in peace, Doom Haynes. There was also another story that I wanted to touch on here before we get to Jessica Benson. It's been, we can just call it what it is. It's been a tough summer for the city of Memphis. You know, it's been a trying summer for the city of Memphis. I mean, I think it, you know, it kind of peaked with the Stephen A. Smith debacle on First Take, you know, when he's on there saying that, you know, NBA players don't want to play here. You know, he's on the next day going through all the crime statistics and, you know, all the warts and all the bad things about the city of Memphis. And I'm really not here to relitigate that. You know, I could sit here and I could say we're doing better in crime, we're doing better in these things, we're doing better in those things. And people who want to see Memphis better and who want to see the best of Memphis will agree with that. And people who, you know, I think have a vested interest for whatever reason in Memphis not being great will disagree with that. You know, I'm not here to say that crime doesn't exist. I'm not here to say that bad things don't happen in Memphis. That's everywhere in the world. Memphis is really no different in that regard. But I do think there's a story that we should celebrate today, and that is one of our friend, Calvin Austin III. Because when I think of Calvin Austin III, that is what I think about when it comes to Memphis. That man right there is Memphis personified, Memphis you know, embodied in every step he takes. Today, he was officially named the starting receiver a starting wide receiver.
Wow.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is huge news.
They released their first depth chart the preseason, and he was the number two receiver for the first time. And not number three, not number four. He was number two. It's him. It's DK Metcalf. You know, this is a young man who ran track excellently at Harding, played football at Harding, but had no offers. I mean, we've had him in here quite a bit, you know, over the years. We've gotten to know him really well. And I can't remember if, you know, he had other places he could have gone, but he didn't even have a scholarship offer for him. In fact, he didn't even get a scholarship at Memphis until his third season. He was here for two full seasons, redshirted 1 year, played as a redshirt freshman, didn't get a scholarship until he was a redshirt sophomore at the University of Memphis, and then, of course, went on to have one of the most illustrious careers for someone of that, you know, ilk and that size and that story in the history of the program. Went on to be drafted, obviously, by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you thought, oh, it's just like a straight line, right? It's just a straight line. You get drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's that easy, and you're going to go right. No. He missed his entire first year as a rookie with injury. You know, I mean, and let's be clear, a guy that's drafted in the fourth round doesn't even play the entire first year. Buddy, a lot of those guys are getting cut. It's just the truth. A lot of those guys, that's it. He didn't play at all.
Right.
I mean, maybe he played one game.
Yeah.
No, he didn't play a down during the regular season in 2022. And he said, you know what? That's not the end for me in Pittsburgh. Not at all. I know I'm 5'7¾". You know, I know I'm not big. I know I'm hurt my entire rookie year. But this is not the end for me in Pittsburgh. So he gets promoted to the 53-man roster in 2023. And then, in a real ode to myself, his first career touchdown comes against the Las Vegas Raiders on a 72-yard bomb from Kenny Pickett.
I remember that shot, yeah.
And, you know, again, still not a straight line because, you know, he's returning kicks, he's returning punts. It's, you know, it's sort of a very mixed role. And then last year, he finally gets a real quarterback in Russell Wilson for the majority of the season, and he has, no coincidence, his best year as a receiver, 36 catches, 548 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So fast forward to today. Yeah, they brought in DK Metcalf. Yeah, they drafted Roman Wilson a couple of years ago. Yeah, they got some other guys on the roster like Robert Woods. Doesn't matter. Calvin Austin III from Memphis, Tennessee, stayed 10 toes down. He worked his ass off. He battled through injury. He overcame a height discrepancy. And he has worked his way to number freaking 2 on the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver depth chart.
That is crazy.
The amount of starting wide receivers from the city of Memphis, you can probably count on one hand.
Facts.
I mean, just in the history of, I mean, we had Isaac Bruce, but he was not a Memphian.
Yep.
He was a Memphis Tiger, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's going to be tough for anybody to touch that. But a true Memphis, Tennessee product who also went through the University of Memphis, Anthony Miller got drafted in the second round, and he's still hanging on. He's still hanging on out there. But I don't think he was ever a starter. And if he was, it was extremely brief. Maybe his second year in Chicago, it's possible that he was that. But it was very brief. You know, and he kind of inherited that in Chicago, right? It is a little different to me. It's a little different to me when you inherit the role when you get drafted because you're a second-round draft guy versus I was drafted fourth. I had to scratch. I had to fight. I had to claw. I had to bust my ass to get to this spot. And that coaching staff, man, they believed in him the whole way. And I think this is the best of Memphis. This is what we talk about, right? Let's not ever lose sight of that identity. Calvin Austin had every reason to not pan out as an NFL receiver. And look, I don't know what's going to happen this year. You know, I have no idea. But I'll say this. I'm betting on that dude.
Totally.
I'm betting on that dude every time. Because, like, what's going to stop him? Like, he's motivated. He's driven. He's committed. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He works hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And that's why he is where he is. And that, to me, is Memphis. That's what you – when people talk about coming out of Memphis, like, man, there wasn't a damn thing handed to him ever. Not one stop. He didn't even get a – he wasn't even handed a scholarship at the University of Memphis. And he stayed down, and he earned it. He came into Memphis the same way he came into Pittsburgh. To, you know, it took him 2-3 years to get to the spot.
Yep.
But he worked toward it, and he made the most of it at Memphis. And when I look at Calvin Arley, and I'm not just saying this because he comes in here, I say this
no,
regardless.
Sorry, I know you wouldn't.
I think he's going to make the most of this Pittsburgh opportunity the same exact way.
I agree.
He's got Aaron Rodgers now throwing him the football. He's got a coaching staff that obviously, I mean, I don't think he's going to be returning punts or kicks anymore. Like, he's graduated from that. So I think this is a Memphis story, right? This is like a guy that had all the odds against him, you know, height, injury, things like that, crowded wide receiver room, George Pickens. But no matter what, like he said, I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna bring that ethic every single day. And when the dust settles, I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna be contributing to this team. And I'm gonna do it as a starting wide receiver for one of the most storied franchises in the history of the NFL, and one of the greatest coaches in the NFL today, in Mike Tomlin. I'm betting on Calvin Austin.
Yep.
That's my Memphis.
I like that better.
Calvin Austin third is my Memphis. I don't want to hear about the first take. I don't want to hear about the players. That's my Memphis. A guy that had every reason to wash out, but has resisted that and has worked his ass off and has gotten a spot that he rightfully deserves. And I think, by the way, he's not thinking the way I'm talking. He's not thinking like, oh, this is it for me. You know, I got it. I'm here. I think he's going to make the absolute most opportunity. He's not going to change at all, and he's going to get that next contract. And I think he's going to go down as one of the most successful stories from the University of Memphis, you know, that we've got. We've put some pros in the NFL, right? Isaac Bruce is at the top. We don't have a super long list of guys that stayed there, right? D'Angelo, Isaac Bruce. The list is not super long. It's not terribly long. So I think Calvin Austin will make his will make his place. Will take his place on that list. And I got to say, I smiled. I smiled this morning when I saw it. I mean, I kind of expected it, you know, because that's where it was going. But, you know, to get that nod, you know, sort of officially on that depth chart, it was a special thing. And it's certainly a reward, I think, for Calvin, who's worked his butt off in Pittsburgh for the last few years. So that's my Memphis. That was awesome to see. That's the story that should be celebrated. We'll come back. Jessica Benson on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm just trying to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
From ESPN. Jessica Benson is the host of The Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd and Grind City Media. Hosts on Grizz Radio Network during the season. She joins us every Tuesday, and she joins us now. Did you get your purr of the Jaw 3s? And do you need two purr?
I did not get my pair of the Jaw 3s. I do have a pair of Jaw 1s. I have to be totally honest. The jaws on my Achilles hit the way my scar is. The bottom of my scar hits like the top of a higher backed sneaker. So I have to be really particular with the sneakers I wear now. I'm like 100 years old. But I love the new Jaw 3s, and especially like the white with the neon orange and pinks. I might just get them just to have them in my arsenal. But I also think if I get another pair of shoes, like, my husband might divorce me at this point. Like, I do have a significant problem.
You know what they say?
What?
I really am always hesitant to use, like, potentially sexist tropes when you're on the show. I hope
I'm so grateful that I caused you to pause.
It's the least I can do. But they say buy a woman a pair of shoes, she'll walk right out of your life.
Mine is a little different at this time. It is, Jessica, if you buy a new pair of shoes, you probably need to get rid of 10. So that's where I'm at. That's my project of the summer, and I've given away zero. So we're not doing very well with the project. And I recently brought home like two. So I really got to work on my mathematics. I just don't have room for the shoes.
Yeah.
I tell my husband it's a universal thing. I probably have like 50 pairs of shoes at this point. That might be underselling it, but I think that's a woman thing. And 50. A lot of my shoes are from like college that I have emotional attachments to that I can't get rid of.
Exactly. No, in your case, it's more like if this woman buys another pair of shoes for herself, I will kick her.
I'm going to walk out.
Exactly. Out of my life. Right. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Well, I will say that it looks like the Jaw 3 did sell out.
Yeah,
the first.
I think it's a great shoe. It's a fun look. I love the commercial that they did with it, with the whole commitment to not dunking and the nice little layup package and the googly eyes. It's all very fun. Like all of the packaging, all the marketing. Even if you go back to the Kool-Aid marketing from using the grenade celebration, there's just a very youthful, fun energy to all of the Jaw products, and I think that's a very cool place to go from a sales standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think the next thing, you know, is I bought a lot of the Jaw 1s just because it was like, yo, this is a Memphis Grizzly like Nike signature shoe. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we've never.
I felt like I had to. 100%. I like wanted to support it.
You're obligated. And then the Jaw 2, they kind of ran back, and it's like, you know, it lost a little luster. It just wasn't the same, you know, because it was kind of the same shoe. It's like y'all just, you know, bringing back the same shoe. But now it feels like, all right, they've sort of reinvented some parts of it. It has a different look. I think I'm going to get back in. Now, this colorway is not the strongest, I thought. The dusty.
See, for me, it's perfect. Like, but I'm a white sneaker purist. And so I love having a white sneaker with just like an accent of bright colors too. But I can understand for people who go a different direction in the way they like their sneakers designed that the other colorways might be more appeasing. But for me, like if I get one, this is the one I want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you missed your chance, pal.
I know.
Unless you can fit a big kid.
Actually, I have recently. Is there a difference between big kid and kid?
Well, I think the big kid is the bigger kid. Like the, you know, the kids is like the toddler and the, you know, young.
Oh yeah, I can fit into the big kid. My Jaw 1s are big kids. I'm an 8.5 women's, and I recently learned you can fit into a kid size. So I think God, now you're talking me into getting them. I have no business buying these shoes.
I'm like you though. Like it's not shoes for me. It's clothes. I have so
mine are
clothes.
One and the same.
Yeah, like my wife tells me all the time is like, you know, you buy new clothes all the time, and you don't ever do anything with your old clothes. You have like a closet full of clothes, and you don't wear them. And I'm, you know, like you, I'm like, well, damn.
We just had this conversation in my household as well.
I mean, I think I'm a kind of a hoarder, but you know, it's like you said, it's like I loved that shirt. I don't want to give that shirt away. I might wear it again someday, but then I won't wear it again.
Or you have kids. At least you like physically have kids where you could make this argument. I do not have kids, so this is a hypothetical thing I do. I'm like, what if my kid wants this someday?
Right.
Like, I don't have a child. I'm nowhere close to having a child. And yet I am holding on to garments of clothing just in case my kid wants some like cool vintage throwback thing that I'm obsessed with that chances are they'll never want. So it's a problem.
It is. I actually just gave a bunch of my clothes to my next door neighbor. He's like 16 years old. So I just gave him, to him. So
that was a
choice. Do you think we'll see, I know this is a little speculative, but do you think we'll see, because one of the things about the Ja shoe is that it hasn't really crossed over in terms of like other players wearing them, right? Like, do you think we'll start?
You don't think so?
No, I mean, there's sites that track this stuff, Jessica. I can't remember what it's called. But like, it's just
forgive me.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel like you're on it and then you give me stuff like this, you know, and I have to
Okay. So I feel like when I am at Grizzlies games, of which I'm at every home game, the number of times there has been, and I guess it's not stars wearing Jaws shoes, but the times that there have been a role player in Jaws shoes stands out to me. And could you ask me to name one right now? No. But I feel like I have this experience regularly, so I'm a little surprised by that.
I think it's kickstats.com is the website. And, like, you can, you know, there's a bunch of different, you know, obviously, like, colorways and stuff like that. But, it's always, like, you know, either, like, I kind of throw out Grizzlies. If you're a Grizzly and you wear the jaw, like, it doesn't count. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But like, there's so many different colorways that it's hard to like nail this down. But I'm just gonna pick one. Let's do the Ja 2 Nightmares. Can we agree on that?
Sure.
All right, that's a colorway that was red, and the players that wore the Ja 2 Nightmares in the NBA are as follows: Trey Jones, Pete Nance, Bub Carrington, Muhammad Gay, Nick Claxton. There you go.
Hmm. Shout out Bub.
Yeah, that's your. But hey, Bub, we got Bub. Bub's a nice one.
Do we count Trey Jones? Because Trey Jones was Tyus Jones adjacent, and Tyus Jones was Jaw's backup for a period of time.
If we just are, how about this? You actually can just click the Ja 2, and it's like you don't have to worry about the colorways. I'm going to try to see if I can find who's like the biggest. Like, WNBA players wear them. Which matters, right? But it's not.
Yes.
It's not NBA. Like Tina Charles, GOAT, legend. She loves the jaw too. But yeah, like the biggest star outside of the Grizzlies that wears the or has worn the jaw too, Keontae George in Utah. Like that's the biggest guy right now that I've seen. Again, outside of the Grizzlies. So we got work to
do. Well, this is the year. The jaw 3 is going to bring it into the stratosphere. Someone bigger wears the Jaw 3s.
I mean, WNBA players love the shoe, though. Like, Kate Martin wore it. Tina Charles wore it. Shakira Austin. Brittany Sykes.
Didn't Natasha Cloud wear it? Really recently? I thought Natasha Cloud was wearing it when Jaw was at the Liberty game and did the whole little, like, Nike meetup with Sabrina. I thought Natasha Cloud had them on in that game.
It's very possible, you know, in terms of accuracy on this website. I'm sure there have been a few that have...
Some misses.
Yeah.
Slip through the cracks.
Pow Pow wore the Jaw 2s. Love that. You know, Pow Pow. So, I think that we got some work to do in the Jaw 3s, but my prediction is this will truly, I'm not just saying this, this will be the one that breaks through. NBA players will rock this one because it's constructed a little differently. It looks a little,
I agree.
NBA players love the low, sleek look. That's what they want. And that's what the Jaw 3 is.
Yes.
So anyway, when's the Jess 3 coming out? Are we working on that?
Yeah, next month. Keep your eyes peeled.
All right. By the way, I might. I was saying earlier, I might step on your toes a little bit. You got to get on it. That Game Night Lounge. Have you been to it? Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it. I have not gotten out there yet, but I heard it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat you to the punch.
Are you gonna make a TikTok?
I'm gonna steal your brand, man. Come on.
You gonna make a TikTok about
it? And once I do it, you can't go back after me. It's over. It's like that's gonna be the definitive TikTok review. You can't just say, all right, well, here's Memphis Gay. I already did it.
No, things do not get one review. How do you treat that, though? I've been curious because I get all sorts of recommendations thanks to TikTok, and I create a running list. And if I were to ever make a video, I would feel obligated to, like, shout out the original creator who turned me on to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
The ethical thing to do on TikTok.
Yeah, like, I see a lot of it, like, the IB, you know, inspired by.
Yeah.
You know? If you would feel guilty about it, I guess you could do it. Like, I don't. But
I'm just a nice, ethical person, you know.
Yeah, I think you would do that. Yes.
Stealing content.
Yeah, absolutely right. So I do think you ultimately do that. All right, a couple of other things here to get to. I was talking earlier in the show, Calvin Austin III. It's like a you know, more than anything else, is probably just a clerical thing. But he was listed as the number two receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers depth chart today. They just released it today, and I gotta say, like, I just kind of took a step back and I'm like, damn, like, that dude really came from, as an athlete, nothing, no promises, no guarantees, as a 5'7" walk-on from Harding Academy. And he really got all the way to the number two receiver spot for the freaking Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, I it's just an unbelievable story, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's an unbelievable story, and it's one of my favorite stories because Calvin Austin was one of my first scholar athletes when I was at Local 24. We did a weekly segment during the fall and the spring, just the prep seasons in general, where we would feature one athlete from one school every week, and they had to have a certain GPA, and they were recommended by their coach or their teacher or principal, whatever. And Calvin Austin was one of my first when he was at Harding, and it wasn't for football, obviously, it was for track and field. And so I went out to Harding, and, like, I remember interviewing him on the track, and at that time he was going to go run track at Memphis. And I remember at some point hearing his name connected with the football team, and I was like, oh, that's right, he was going to walk on at Memphis. And then what he turns into at Memphis, and ultimately earning a scholarship. I think it took him, 3 years to get the scholarship at Memphis, but then to take that and then ultimately end up in the NFL, one of the main receivers for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is just a remarkable thing. And, like, it's one of the reasons why I miss covering preps the most, because there's something so special about watching someone go through that journey from the time they're in high school through college. And it's so unique too, right? Being from Memphis, going to the hometown university in the University of Memphis, and then getting to follow him in his professional journey. And it helps that Calvin's just, like, one of the best dudes you'll ever meet too. So it's such an easy person to root for. And it is an incredible story. One of the better, you know, how I got to being number two receiver on the depth chart stories in the NFL, I would say.
I want to get your opinion. I don't know if you've come down on this, so forgive me. But while we're on the subject of NFL players, Jaden Daniels has an extremely close relationship with his mom. Like, I think she's his agent, and there's this video. Yeah. There's this video that he posted, or she posted, I don't know, where he took her on a shopping spree, and I'm really just more curious, like, your perspective as a woman. You're married, but how,
right,
if you were interested in dating Jaden Daniels and you knew his relationship with his mom was this, would that scare you off, or are you more interested? Because, like, where do you come down on, you know what, because some women I know in the past, like, oh, the whole mommy thing, I'm not, you know, getting anywhere close to that. I'm a little weirded out by it, I'm gonna be honest. Because it's, like, so close. You do everything together. He's a grown ass man, but maybe I'm the one that's misguided here.
Well, I think it totally depends on the mom, and I do think there's a, I don't want to compare, because I think there's a difference between, like, a son's relationship with his mom versus a daughter's relationship with her mom. But, like, my husband had to deal with this in a certain way because I'm incredibly close with my mom. Like, my mom is my best friend, and we do a lot together, and we talk almost every day, and I'm able to, like, my mom's been very good about not infringing on me and my husband's relationship too. So you have to have like that openness of communication. So I don't know if that exists between Jaden Daniels and his mom and any like partners, girlfriends that he's had in his life. But I think that's the most important piece of it. But then on the same time, if you get along with that person's mom, like Chris gets along with my mom fabulously to the point that we all traveled to Ireland together and had to share a room. Like, not many people can do that. So I'm a bad person to ask because I can see how it can happen and how it can work and not be something that derails a relationship. But I think more often than not, if someone is a quote unquote, like mama's boy, and that mom is incredibly involved in every single asset of her son's life, it could be a very daunting thing for a woman to have to grapple with.
Well, that, I think that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen with Jaden. You know, I mean, that woman's going to have to navigate that relationship. And she's the agent. I mean, she's everywhere.
That's right.
She's everywhere.
That's right.
You can't get away from it, man. I don't know. Obviously it's a close relationship between mother and son, but it's just a lot, man. She was like,
she popped up on that interview for NFL Network.
Right, that's where I was.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It's a
Come on.
Yeah, like, can you not like let the man be, you know, a professional, like independent? You know, you don't have to be in everything.
And that's
he's
the
doing.
Thing too. You can be behind the scenes. You can be the most supportive person in the world. Right. And like, I love public support too. But at some point, like, he's a grown man. Like, I would be humiliated if one of my parents showed up and like tried to pop into something like that. You know, but whatever. I am not a professional athlete, so I don't know how it goes. And my mom is not my agent. I guess she's like my unofficial assistant.
That's right. That's a great place for mom to be. Jessica, you're the best. Thanks for doing this as always.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
She is Jessica Benson. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. Look, have a great relationship with your mom. It's great. But like, I don't know. If I was an NFL player, my man, like, you gotta stop. You gotta stop, man. Like, come on. You're hurting my pimpin' here, mom. Come on. There's like this video out there of, him taking her, which is great. You should take your mom on a shopping spree, man. You're an NFL player and all those things, but like, she's also his agent. So you're getting anywhere between 4% and 20% of my earnings anyway. Why do I have to take you on a shopping spree? We're sharing money basically. I don't know, man. You guys can go find it. Just a little odd, there's close and then there's this. It's extremely close.
Yep.
So anyway, because like you're just, I would do my best to keep that all separate, but he has chosen not to. He has chosen not to do that. And I wish him well. I wish him luck. I mean, I think it's great for mom. I mean, it's honestly a way to take care of your mom without taking care of your mom.
Right.
Because you're now getting, like I said, 4% to 20% of my career earnings. You're gonna get my.
It's a direct line, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't have to buy you a home. You get to buy a home with my money.
I kind of like that better than scratching off the check. It seems like a better arrangement.
I mean, again, we'd have to ask.
I don't know.
I would like people to just pay for me thing, like, you know, without me having to do anything.
Be nice.
But honestly, like, if you're an agent, what do you have to do? If you're the agent of Jaden Daniels, your job is pretty easy.
Yeah.
Hey, my client's Jaden Daniels.
Right.
What would you like to spend? what's your budget?
What's the percentage here?
Yeah.
I will say it depends on where you're at, too. Like, Micah Parsons' agent should have an easy job, but the Cowboys are making this a pain in the ass. Not to use that, kind of an adjacent analogy,
a
but you get
different.
The point. You
yeah.
Know. It all depends on the situation.
I don't believe his mom is his agent, though.
No, and that's... That can be problematic. I couldn't have worked with my father. No way in hell.
Yeah.
Or my mother, really.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it, man. He's doing it every
day.
Yeah,
it's working.
Anyway, you should look it up. He took his mom to on a shopping spree to Neiman Marcus.
It's fun.
It's very fun. You should do that, Brad.
I don't have that kind of scratch. If I were taking my mother on a shopping spree, first of all, she wouldn't have it, but it'd be like Bass Pro Pyramid or something.
Yeah. Which, you and your mother are in the city of Memphis.
That's facts.
Catch you all down there.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't spend $18,000, would you?
I could spend 18 grand easily in the Bass Pro Pyramid with one purchase. You know, I'd probably get one of those ATVs. They've got the six-seater.
Yeah.
It's the ATV version of a golf cart, essentially, for the country.
Yeah, the city spent, for those that are unindoctrinated, The city spent $8,126 on hotel rooms, food, and meeting space for a 1.5-day retreat. I don't know exactly when that would have happened.
We are taking assessment of our accounting in this town, aren't we?
Well, we should be.
I don't disagree with that. But there's a lot coming to light.
Now, Paul Young did say the overnight retreat represented an opportunity for city leaders to remove some distractions and learn to work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think at this company, right?
Yeah.
We have done things.
Yes.
We had a Christmas party.
We had a Christmas party with spouses last year.
Right. See, we're splurging.
See how I focused that in there?
We're splurging.
That was a splurge for us. We hadn't done that for a decade.
It's pretty amazing.
It was.
And unfortunately, we had layoffs the next week.
We did. I don't think that was Memphis-based. Odyssey, well, there were two actually here, but there were like 100
We love and miss
the
them every day.
I know, really Dennis especially. But,
Dennis, man. Kills me.
Dennis and Cindy. But I will say, you know, you do need some reasonable expenses in any business. And I think that's right. Like, and there's an over-under on the enjoyment of the current staff versus the export of what is a company going to cut in terms of what they perceive to be fat.
Yes, exactly. Well, all you can do is you got to be a multi-tool guy.
That's why I'm...
Like, you got to program direct the radio station. You got to produce the midday show. You got to run WRBR middays. Yep. You got to clean the bathrooms.
Not above it, I'll tell you that.
You got to do. You got to climb. Be able to climb the tower when we need you.
It's funny for both of us, honestly, for John Martin and for Brad. It's like people go, "Hey, how have you been there that long?" And the answer is just that. That's what the answer is.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for 12 years this month.
I knew it was about a dozen or so.
Yeah, I've been here a dozen years. I mean, it's kind of amazing.
You've done a great job here.
It just kind of sneaks up on you. Like, the idea that I've been doing radio every day for that long.
A dozen years.
Like, 2017 does not feel that long ago, like, when we really got the show, and it was 8 years ago.
And you were the first producer when Jeff started his show.
Yes.
And then you did Jeff's show for a short period and then got your own show.
That's right. That is exactly right.
It's gone well.
Yeah, I think it's gone well.
It's gone very well.
You know, I mean, you never know how it'll turn out, but it turned out okay.
It's turned out well.
I was getting my kids got their one of my kids got his first haircut yesterday.
Oh,
Damo got his first haircut. Yep, and so we were at the haircut place, and there's a listener that was coming out with his kid. He goes, "Hey man, you know, how's the show?" I said, "I'm still on."
Yeah.
That's
But that sounds like a hang on attitude, John. You're doing more than just hanging on. You do a good quality show.
Yeah, I mean, that's really not for me to decide. You know, I think that, you know, my approach is if I'm on, it's going well enough, right?
Like, you're doing your job.
If I'm not on, it means it's not gone well. If I'm on, it's gone well.
That's
or
right.
If I've gotten a DUI or I've gotten some other felony, you know, I've been taken off the air for. But as long as I'm on, you know, the implication is that it's going
but
well.
But I do disagree in a sense, for me at least, not to compare the two of us. I mean, I've been here over 20 years at this group, and there have been some rough years.
Yeah.
There have been some really rough years.
Yeah.
There's also been good years. This summer has been really good, it feels like to me. We've had, now some of it from Memphis, as you pointed out in your first segment, not so good. Some of the news has not been good, but from a radio perspective,
right.
Like, I've really enjoyed this last year. I don't know why. Maybe it's the age I am. Maybe it's, you know, you go in cycles with your personal and your professional life.
Yep.
But I really love this group. And I really love the fact that we still have a professional franchise. I hope it stays.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like where both Tigers programs are. Last night, and I'm getting a little reminiscent here, but...
You're reminiscing, for
I'm
sure.
I put the football schedule together for the radio station last night.
There you go.
And I was looking at, in 4 weeks, Syracuse is going to play Tennessee, and then I've got a South Carolina-Virginia Tech game. I've got an ESPN NFL package starting on the 7th, so it's like, for me, I get excited about that still. So.
Well, and by the way, just for our listeners, like, we're not committing to a team this year.
We are not going to do the Cowboys this year. And
we're not going to do the Titans either, though, right?
We're not. Well, and by the way, if I might, programming note, because I think it's a good time to do this since we have a time, it's summer. People come at me all the time about, why do you not have the Titans and why did you not re-sign the Titans? That's not how that works. They decide if they want us, right? So the Titans are owned, their radio rights are owned by Cumulus, in Nashville.
Got it.
And so they moved the Titans several years ago to another station in town, owned by Cumulus. So we picked up the Cowboys, which is just an opt-in. You just opt in to pick them up. And this year, you know, based on the feedback we've gotten, we're more of an aggregate football market, I feel like. In other words, we're going to air the Steelers-Jets game on September 7th.
I'd agree with that.
And we're going to then we're going to air, and it's a double hitter, by the way. I don't have to air just one. I can air the Steelers-Jets game, and then we can play the 49ers-Seahawks game on the 7th. We'll have a double header on a Sunday. That'll be a good Sunday for us, I feel like. So that's after talking to some people, I've kind of researched it, and it seems like, you know, there'll be a listeners who bitch about it, but I'm excited about it, and I don't think everybody in town's a Cowboys fan. So
no, I agree.
That's that.
Yeah, absolutely right. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be a fun year. Looking forward to it. Got preseason on Thursday. We're here, man. We've made
it. It's time.
It's time. It's football time in Tennessee.
It is. Isn't that what the Vols say?
That's what the Vols. That's what it is.
Nah, I'm not down with that. But we do air the Vol games, and we're happy to have them on.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Stephen Ruiz at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the quarterback rankings, preseason stuff, what he makes of the season, and more. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, Detroit FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.